All right, listen up. I need everybody's attention right here if you're going to be flying.
That's Paul Green of the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative, which is a partnership of school districts across eastern Kentucky.
Today's is our second annual drone race, and we've got about 20 schools that'll be participating.
The Ohio Valley has a long history as a leader in aerospace engineering. Factories in eastern Kentucky produce parts for military and civilian aircraft, and local universities offer strong training programs. Nearby Morehead State University is known for tiny satellites that students design.
We talked to the professors there. Their comment was, well, we get a lot of really strong, academically focused kids. But when we get them in here, they have very minimal skills actually building. And he's like, we build satellites. So we decided to buy kits, all the parts to a drone, not a lot of instructions. And we said, here you go, have at it.
Kelsey Tackett's team from South Floyd Elementary is competing for the first time.
We were provided a grant and a starter kit. So we've had to solder and piece together and now practice driving so that we can compete in a race later today.
I'm Desiree Caudill in the eighth grade from South Floyd Elementary. At the beginning, I kind of felt as if more people had more experience than us. But as we were testing it with the other people, I kind of realized they were in the same boat as us. So that made me feel a lot better about it.
It's not really a race here, just who can get it around the course. Two people made it around the course last year, and he made it around smoother, so he got first place and I got second.
Would you mind just saying your names and where you're from?
Franklin Combs in Knott County Central High School.
My name's Stone Fawn. I'm from Knott County Central High School. We're here for our second annual drone race.
Getting hands-on experience with this stuff where it's kind of
it's a new field. So
yeah, a new field coming into Kentucky.
We're able to put all of our skills we've learned to the test today. Hopefully, we'll come out on top.
Local leaders hope these students' skills will end up creating new jobs. Chris Ambergy is a Knott County official, one of many working to develop a local drone port, where companies can fly and test drones. Several local drone businesses have already been launched, and the drone port's training events have brought in visitors from across the country. The hope is that it'll become a hub for a growing drone industry.
That's going to bring jobs to our region, and with the loss of coal jobs, we need all the jobs that we can get.
Do you see a connection between the jobs that you're hoping that would bring and what's happening out here?
Absolutely. You know, this is the kids. This is the future. I think for once, rural Appalachia, we're ahead of the game, so to speak, on this. And I see this being the future of our area.
So we don't have an economy. There's just no jobs. We can't sustain ourselves around here. And so if this drone port does come in, then I might come back.
For me, if that drone port does come around, I most likely will come back, and hopefully that drone port will bring in bigger industries and they'll just kind of build up and keep people here.
And then in first place from Belfry High School is Seth Hatfield.
Seth Hatfield, a student at Belfry High School and the winner of this year's drone race, says he would also love the chance to stay close to home and work with drones.
I don't want to move away. I want to stay here, see this area flourish.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Knott County, Kentucky.